Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Brian Sullivan, the CEO of the Canadian Center for Swine Improvement. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
My pleasure, Bruce.
As part of research being conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork, the Canadian Center for Swine Improvement is involved in a series of projects looking at the use of novel technologies to optimize pig performance. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the Canadian Center for Swine Improvement, and what is its role and mandate?
The Canadian Center for Swine Improvement is a national not-for-profit organization that was created a little over 20 years ago to provide services for swine genetic improvement to help the pork industry be more competitive.
What have been the key challenges faced by pork producers, especially in the area of genetic improvement, and why is the adoption of new technologies that will improve that aspect of the industry so important?
Historically, the biggest challenge for our industry has been to remain competitive with the competition. So we needed to have very efficient sows, efficient growing hogs with good yielding carcasses. And that's going to continue. We need technologies to make sure we keep at the leading edge in everything we can do as far as efficiency is concerned. We're also being faced, though, with many new challenges, some of those in the animal welfare health areas, some of them in pork quality, for example. Some of these are going to be challenges, some of them are opportunities, and technologies that are available and on the horizon are going to help our industry to be able to measure things and monitor things that can help not just with challenges but to take advantage of opportunities.
What are we seeing in terms of the introduction of new technologies that can potentially impact the ability to optimize performance? And over what time frames are we seeing or have we seen these developments occurring?
There's a number of different technologies that are developing and getting closer and closer to practical application. Some of them are vision-based systems where there's cameras taking pictures in two or maybe three dimensions, and those could be used to automatically predict something about the pig, the weight, growth of the pig, for example, or some carcass characteristics or conformation. There's others that could monitor activity of pigs, so accelerometers or things like we have in our iPhone to keep track of our own activity. Those things could work with livestock and give information on behavior that might be helpful. There's other technologies that could monitor the health of the animals or help with reproductive management, help to enhance the quality of the pork ultimately that's going to be produced for consumers.
What are we seeing in terms of costs associated with these technologies, the adoption of these technologies, and how are these costs changing, and what does that mean in terms of adoption or economic viability?
Well, like with all technologies, the costs generally start out very high at the research level and early adoption level. But these prices are coming down faster and faster. Technological development, the pace of that is picking up. The other thing that's happening is operations are getting larger. And so if you have a technology that can be used on more and more animals, then the cost per output, unit of output of pork or piglet starts to come down very rapidly. So there's two things that are very positive in terms of lowering the cost. The other side of it too is that we're able to do more and more with the information that technologies can gather. In other words, there's more value that could be potentially coming out of a technology.
What does all of this mean in terms of competitiveness, and what is the significance of that aspect?
There's no question that you know, Canada's always been a leader in development and adoption of technologies, and that's one of the reasons that we're among the leaders in pork production globally. And to maintain and develop that further, we have to stay ahead of the curve on technology. And this is going to be critical, not just to survive, but to take advantage of the opportunities and to meet the challenges that are facing the industry.
How competitive is it out there globally at this point?
Well, it's very competitive. So we're not, by no means is Canada alone in looking at technologies and adopting and doing the research that's needed. Tough competition from our neighbors to the south, from Europe in particular, but other countries, Brazil as well. So if we rest on our laurels, it's pretty sure that somebody's going to be quite happy to come in and take the share of the marketplace.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
No, I think you've covered it quite well there. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Our guest has been Brian Sullivan, the CEO of the Canadian Centre for Swine Improvement. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.